vele waya campaigna ngakho when it comes to indaba ze immigration, I border control, ukukhipha abantu abangela maphepha lapha eAmerica. Lokho vele waya kubthembise abantu ukuthi uza kuyenza from day one. Okunye okuqakathekileyo nganto asokukhohliwe is uqeda izimpi all over the world, especially le Ukraine, le Russia, lapha ngibonanga ukuthi bekulani. And then lokunye okokungezelela isikhathi se-TikTok ukuthi iqhubeke phambili for the next 90 days esacaca ukuthi uzawuhambisa njani. So khonokho vele is what he said he was going to do. Ama-presidential executive orders, okunye ongathiwa i-end to birthright citizenship, kuyabe sokumele akhiphe i-14th amendment, but lokhu akulula ngoba kumele kube le-Congress and Senate ukuthi ivotele izinto ezenjana. It's enshrined in the Constitution.
Ubona ukuguqulwa kwesisekelo sombuso kungenziwa yini?
Ukutshintsha or ukuamenda i-constitution lapha eAmerica vele abakuthabeli kaninginingi ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi i-majority yakhe eyokuwina is about 3 million voters in America and abantu abavotayo is close to 160 million out of 330 million people. So maba sebebamba izinto ezinjengazona lezi ezifuna ukuthi i-Congress ibe involved amboni ephumelela. But i-presidential decree presidential executive orders asebenza as a temporary solution until i-Congress either votes on it or changes izinto zona lezi. Okunye ngokuthi ama-courts alapha, they can challenge all those executive orders. But yena, njoba wathembisa khonokho, he would do what he said from day one.